Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight, busy night. You got the Pistons and you got the NFL draft. John, the draft, we're going to have a stream for people who've enjoyed that. Watch along with all the hosts on the station.
Mm-hmm.
Starting about 8 o'clock. Go through all the picks. All the way up to the Lions pick.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the first. I am curious, the interest level in the draft beyond Detroit's pick, what are some of the things that you're looking for tonight?
I think we all have kind of come to the consensus and belief that Cam Ward is going to be the number one overall pick. I'm curious what Cleveland does. Do they go Abdul Carter? Do they go Travis Hunter? I think that's going to be done pretty quickly.
Sure.
So not a lot of suspense there.
When do we get, like, when does the draft quote start? When do we start seeing squirrely things start happening?
I think it could start at 4 with New England.
Not 3 with the Giants. Do you think they just take Carter, Hunter? Yeah,
I do. I think they take one of the two. I don't know that they go wild and crazy and
Shador.
Take Jackson Dart at 3, or it's just like that would be my want.
Any particular reason, John?
So entertaining. It would be unbelievably entertaining. But I think it does start with New England, because New England was very active in free agency. They spent a lot of money. They've got a lot of big contracts now. They are going to need some cheap, good talent over the next 5 years. They could use some more draft capital. They've got a pick there where if people believe Mason Graham's going 5 to Jacksonville, there's just somebody that they want to get. That's probably the highest you're going to get to. That's a reasonable price to go up and get into the top 5.
A lot of people think New England will just take an offensive lineman, Will Campbell, tackle,
yes,
protect your franchise quarterback and Drake May. So
sure, but if you don't believe that he is a franchise tackle,
then don't take him.
Well, then don't take him, but you could move back and maybe still get Will Campbell. You could move back and still address the offensive line with quality guys, but I don't know that there's a franchise left tackle in this draft.
To me, the two big wild cards are where Ashton Jeanty goes, mm-hmm, and where Shedeur Sanders goes.
Shedeur Sanders is going to be a huge question mark.
Jeanty, it feels like a handful of teams between 5 and 10, mm-hmm, he'll end up going there. But do we see a shakeup? Does someone trade up to go get him? Do the Bears in our division want to give Ben Johnson a big bell cow to help settle his offense in Chicago? Is it the Raiders? Many people think the Raiders will take Ashton Jeanty. You got to be very careful. If you're going to draft a running back and you don't have the infrastructure, a quality offensive line, you're drafting Saquon Barkley, the Giants version, where you don't win anything.
Yeah.
You want to have the Eagles version of Saquon Barkley. So unless you have your offensive line built up, don't waste the top 10 pick. See, the Lions got away with it because they have a great offensive line to pair with Jahmyr Gibbs, and it's taken off.
Well, I don't want Ashton Jeanty in a division, but I would love the fact that Chicago traded up, gave up whatever they have to do to make that happen, knowing that, okay, they're shooting their shot on Ashton Jeanty. At a cost. What's the cost? And because I believe if if I'm the GM in Chicago, yeah, I want to make sure that I give Ben Johnson all the tools possible. We've already done that. We tried to address the offensive line. They haven't addressed left tackle, but they've addressed four of the five positions. We could argue of, you know, what level they've addressed them.
But a clear focus.
And so I do think Chicago wants a running back. I don't think they have to go up and get Ashton Jeanty. If he's gone, take Amarian Hampton. He was,
or take one in the second or the third round.
But Amarian Hampton, I don't think he's a huge downgrade. Ashton Jeanty is the number one back. Amarian Hampton is a close second because he was overshadowed 2 years ago because it was Drake May. He was overshadowed last year because they didn't know what to do with Mac Brown, and it was, they just didn't have a great season. But Amarian Hampton was and is a dynamic running back. So I think, you know, if Ashton Jeanty's not there at 10, I just sit there at 10 and take Amarian Hampton.
Some people have said he could go as high as 5 to Jacksonville if they're going to move on from ETN. Cohen, you want to help your young quarterback and Trevor Lawrence. So Jeanty is a storyline. Shadur is going to be the more explosive one, right? Because quarterback causes teams to draft guys earlier than they should. And Shadur Sanders, John, you and I don't view him as this top 10 caliber quarterback.
I don't think he's a first-round quarterback.
I could justify it back end of the first if I felt like, hey, I want the fifth-year option and I have a good situation where he can step into.
So if he gets past the Giants, all right, then you start to kind of raise a little eyebrow. And then if he gets past New Orleans,
yeah, that's a popular landing spot.
Yeah, then it's a full eyebrow raise. And then if he gets past Pittsburgh, you know, some of these others, Pittsburgh, then you're like, oh man, wow, there's a real issue here. There's a real issue.
What do you make of, you say real issue, the stuff that came out yesterday from, was it an assistant coach, anonymous assistant coach in the NFL about Shadur Sanders? Is that a real issue?
Worst interview he's ever been a part of, a player interview. The entitlement that he felt from Shadur Sanders. Now, these are just, I'm paraphrasing the quote.
I'll get the full quote, but yeah, go ahead.
But it is, and so here's where you don't know. Is this an assistant coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers that want to make sure that he falls to 21? And if I put this out there, is this going to be something that other people, you know, if they already have a little bit of doubt, they hear this and they're like, you know what? I don't want to take that chance. So, yeah, I think it could be this is the sentiment that they have for Shadur. Or is this just a smokescreen hoping that he falls to somebody else? There's also, is all the love for Jackson Dart, is that all a smokescreen as well? Nobody's actually going to take him, but they're trying to pump him up so that somebody will, and it's just one more pick so that whoever is in the Brad Holmes bucket, all those guys fall one more spot down.
All right, so the thing with Shadur, number one, you're going to get somebody that's just different because of his dad. He's been around his dad his whole life. His dad is braggadocious. So maybe that comes off the wrong way to some people. His dad earned it because he was a better player, you know. I would be a little suspicious of Shadur, though, depending on who he was with. This could have been the Browns, and he could have been sabotaging his interview.
Oh, seriously. So people, well, Deion did that, too. I mean, Deion was famous for trying to steer things.
He didn't
things.
Want to come here.
Yeah.
So
I asked for so much money, Detroit would have had to put me on layaway.
Yeah. If anybody's in this draft's going to sabotage it situationally, it would be them.
So the quote that we're referencing, this is from a longtime NFL assistant coach, said his time with Sanders was, quote, the worst formal interview I've ever had in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's not that good.
Sounds like an offensive line coach to me. It really does. Blames his teammates. Who did he blame? He blamed the offensive line.
Yep. Is that one of the issues you had? Because I think that would drive part you of it, crazy. Yeah. If you were, one, an offensive lineman like you were, but two, if you were in that locker room, you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to handle that in the locker room that are unspoken, unwritten rules.
But this guy is right. He did take unnecessary sacks. People have tried to prop up.
He was good enough to have his number retired. Don't throw shade at Shadur.
Did you hear Deion talk about that, by the way? He said, the only reason we're bringing this up is because of his last name. And it's like, yeah, we are. You know, I think Deion would say, you're only making this a big deal because he's my kid. Deion, the only reason his number is being retired is because he's your kid.
Right.
Travis Hunter, I get.
13 and 12 overall as a starter.
And I don't want to do QB wins. He just wasn't this like program altering quarterback.
Right.
Now, Travis Hunter, you want to tell me Heisman Trophy winner?
Sure.
And you don't want to have to wait till your Heisman Trophy winner dies before you retire his number, which is an issue they've had at Colorado. You just want to highlight the remarkable talent.
Ease up on Colorado, right? That was a little bit of an unforeseen
No, I know,
situation.
But you shouldn't.
Way too young.
No, but the point is you should recognize people. There's no denying that he was great then, and there's no denying that Travis Hunter's great now. You don't have to wait some arbitrary amount of games because life happens and you never know. And just celebrate the great people that went through your university. And Travis Hunter, undoubtedly, changing the game playing two ways, deserved to have his number retired.
I think in terms of trade up, because there hasn't been any trade up, that many trades in the first round. Yeah.
It's a good question.
I think a good one to keep an eye on might be Denver.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of that buzz.
If Denver wants Ashton Jeanty and he's available at 8 or 9, I wouldn't be surprised to see Denver jump ahead of Chicago, which would be great. I would love that. Every Detroit fan should love anyone jumping in front of the Bears to take away what Ben Johnson thinks is going to be one of his dynamic tools.
I get it from Denver's standpoint. Mm-hmm. Be aggressive. You got a good young quarterback that you believe in. A couple ticket texters. Things they're interested in tonight besides the Lions pick. The Bears are trading up for Jeanty. Just watch. Chicago has the picks, the capital to do it. All that's missing in that offense is a stud running back. Texter says, trade Goff to Jacksonville for their first pick and take Shedeur Sanders. Goff isn't the answer, sorry to say.
If that happens, I will bring all my Lions gear in tomorrow morning and turn it over. If they trade Goff, this is not happening. But yes, if that happened and they took Shedeur, I'm out.
Yeah, that's absurd. I think on the Jeanty thing, watch out for the Broncos moving to 5 to get him. I know. It's that makes so much sense when you look at their depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton wants to run the ball.
Another sneaky value, if Pittsburgh says, you know what, there's just not a quarterback in this. We know we don't have a quarterback. We're going to roll with what we have, but we want to make sure that we have all the pieces together, and we want to rack up as much draft capital as possible. They pick right before Jim Harbaugh. If Colston Loveland is still on the board, if Kenneth Grant is still on the board, if Will Johnson is still on the board, I think Pittsburgh could be holding the golden ticket there of anybody that would want to jump up to get one of those guys in front of Jim Harbaugh.
What this one, too. Any chance Shedeur starts dropping, he's out of the top 10, and the Cowboys do it.
It's not out of the realm of possibility because he obviously wouldn't have to start. He needs time to develop.
And Deion could coach him after another season.
And who'd they hire that you took shots at all?
Yeah, they just promoted from within as a placeholder. So
easy replacement.
Brian.
Deion and Shedeur.
In Dallas.
Dak's gone. Oh, man.
That's the combustible outcome tonight. He has the potential to give us the biggest range of emotion tonight. Shedeur Sanders, where will he go? All right, we got a lot to do today on the show, including focusing on who the Lions are going to pick. We'll have your draft crush in the 8 o'clock hour. Two Grand Slam at 7:25, Cookie Jar at 7:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femenino. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femenino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, before the two grand slam, Heather with the news.
Yeah, so that missing Dearborn Heights teen that police had actually feared had been sex trafficked has been found alive, safe. So this is great news. 16-year-old Tasia Keaton had been missing for more than a month after she ran away from Vista Maria. This is a center for troubled children. And according to police, she was found in the apartment of a 62-year-old man, and he has been arrested. They haven't released a whole lot of other information, but they do plan to hold a press conference today where we'll learn a little bit more about that. But they also say a community tip led investigators to that apartment. So thankfully, she has been found safe. After two kittens were tossed from a car at that Detroit gas station, the one that survived and ran off has been rescued. So there's a little bit of happiness to this story. A woman who was at the gas station heard this kitten crying, found it hiding behind an icebox. Excuse me. The cat, which she named Diesel, is now in the hands of Michigan Humane and is doing well. The woman who found it is hoping she can actually adopt the cat. Like I said, he's in the care of a veterinarian, and the investigation does continue to search for the driver who just dumped these cats. Police are offering a $2,000 reward to anyone who has any information leading to an arrest.
I had a dog named Diesel once.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good name.
It was a cinnamon lab, and he was a great hunter. Great. Mm.
Cats and Diesel, something Jim and John can both agree on.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah. And cats are great hunters. Mm-hmm.
Mice?
Yeah. Yes. No, I think he's talking about the caterpillar, the engines, the tractors. Diesel. Big Diesel. Okay.
A husband and wife duo out of Livonia are accused of running a human trafficking ring. The husband, Paul Ketterman, was arrested on April 22nd, charged with a bunch of things, two counts of human trafficking, keeping a house of prostitution, conducting a criminal enterprise, and failing to file taxes. His wife was charged back in March. They're both accused of running illicit massage parlors in Farmington Hills, Commerce, Westland, where these trafficked women were living, working for very minimal pay. So if they are found guilty, they're going to face a long time behind bars, $100,000 at least in fines as well. This is up your alley. You can now buy memorabilia from the 2024 NFL Draft.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. So the sale is to mark the one-year anniversary, obviously, of the record-setting draft here in Detroit. And among the things you can buy are like street pole banners, NFL team place cards, other branding items. They do say there's about 120 items up for purchase. And you can go online and check them out if it's something you want to get your hands on. I'd have to see what they are before I like.
Know.
When I read it, I'm like, well, that seems silly. Who wants that? But then if it's really cool, maybe I can understand.
And the fact that it was here.
Yes.
People here might want a memento or something.
Sure. And all of the proceeds will be going to the Detroit Sports Commission. Chicago Bears legend Steve McMichael has passed away after a long battle with ALS. So the news of his death actually just came hours after his wife had said that her husband was going to be moved to hospice. And then the news broke that he passed away. He was 67 years old, diagnosed in 2021, became paralyzed from the shoulders down. Very tragic story. I mean, not somebody I knew or followed, but reading about it is very, very sad for sure. There's a new report that is trying to make digital spring cleaning a thing. So it's basically what it sounds like, right? Like going through your computer and deleting old emails, clearing out any unused files, you know, anything that's creating a data buildup. But according to this new study, digital cleaning stresses people out to the point where 59% of people would rather wash dishes than face their digital files. 23% would rather go to the doctors and get an annual physical over cleaning out their digital files. I know you really? Look stunned. 21% would rather go to the dentist.
Oh, no.
Than deal with digital clutter. I just looked at my email.
I was
email.
Gonna say, how many, because I have mine pulled up.
Okay, I have 24,000 unread emails.
24,000?
I have 26,000 in my Gmail.
26,000? My God!
I would be stressed out at 5. Not 5,000, 5.
Oh, really? So you're someone who sorts immediately?
Oh, yeah.
So you have no digital clutter to deal with.
Oh, I delete and unsubscribe on a regular basis.
Do you really?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's just one of my emails. If I do the work email, I probably have another 5,000 there. So,
wow, yeah.
30,000 unread emails.
Oh, yep. My goodness.
Yeah, I'll go to the dentist. I'll go to the doctor. I'll clean the dishes. I don't want to deal with that.
And it doesn't bother me, though. Having
no,
those
I don't
there.
Care.
They don't.
Just a number there.
Yeah,
little,
it doesn't.
Little corner of the screen.
And a whole lot of unread.
Oh, my goodness.
Just sit in my inbox.
That's painful.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess go for it or not. I don't know.
Digital spring cleaning. All right, 2 grand slam. Let's do it.
Another day, another chance to win $2,000. I have a good feeling about this one. We had a great contestant last week. I think we're going to be on a roll again this week. Hopefully, we can give away some money. The rules, we all know. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if they get them all right.
Let's get to Jody, our contestant this morning. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing all right. We're excited to have you this morning.
Good to be on.
All right.
All right. Have you played before?
I have.
I thought so. How'd you do?
Oh.
I recognize the name.
Eight.
Oh,
nice
that's
work.
That's a high bar, my friend.
All right. Well, hopefully we can top that today. So if you don't know one pass, if there's time, we'll get back to it. And your time is going to start as soon as I read the first question. You ready?
I am.
All right, here we go. Who was selected number one overall in last year's NFL draft?
Caleb Williams.
Where did Ashton Jeanty play in college?
Boise State.
Where did Abdul Carter play in college?
Penn State.
What is the capital of Missouri?
Jefferson City.
Who are the Cavaliers currently playing in the NBA playoffs?
The Heat.
This band had the 1986 hit, The Final Countdown.
Oh, boy. The Queen?
Who played Colonel Nathan Jessup in A Few Good Men?
Jack Nicholson.
Who are the Avalanche currently playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Dallas.
This team currently has the best record in the National League East.
The Mets.
What jersey number does Alex Anzalone wear?
34.
We got you with 9. You were so close, and you got over that bar. Hell of a performance.
And he had time remaining.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Do you know which one you didn't get?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I had no idea. Final Countdown. No idea.
Oh. Not a Pistons fan?
It was a good guess.
How old are you?
I am 53.
53, and wow, I thought this one would have been in the wheelhouse.
I knew it was the Pistons thing. I had no idea on the artist. It just got me.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable.
Well, it's $225, which is great.
Yes, it's.
I know you're just thinking about what another one would have meant.
Yeah,
but this 17, is a great performance.
Yeah, it would have meant $1,775 more dollars.
Yeah,
exactly. But hey, you know what? I'm happy anyway.
Good job.
Jody,
well
it's a good
done.
Showing. We'll put you on Thank mobile, you. Get you paid.
And one of these days you might get it.
I think there's probably some Queen snobs out there highly offended, too, that's what he guessed.
It's a band of the era, at least.
Yeah, but Queen has a status among the industry that doesn't even come close to this band.
Europe, yeah.
Europe was the right answer.
Yeah. Asia is also a band, by the way. I think that's the two bands that were named after continents.
Yeah, yeah.
He did great. I feel like there's like a feeling of like a letdown right now.
Well, there's
like,
the song Africa, but that was by Toto.
Toto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heather, you think we're talking like it's a letdown?
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's not like excitement. Please. And he played so well.
But I almost think getting 8 is better than getting 9. Because getting 9 makes you feel like you could have gotten all 10.
So you would rather have $200 than $225.
Psychologically, it's more painful to finish one short than it is two short.
You're a loser either way.
Correct. So, but psychologically, are you calling our guy a loser, John?
Say what you want to say. It was a good showing.
Yeah, it's just the first loser.
So the final countdown has been in the news.
Yeah. You know?
And it's going to be coming up in cookie jar here. But I figured people would be reminiscing maybe a little bit, going to YouTube, and then notice who the band was. That was a hard question. A lot of people don't know the name of the band.
We always do this just to go through it real quick. Number one pick, Caleb Williams, Ashton Gentry, Boise State, Abdul Carter, Penn State. The capital of Missouri was Jefferson City. The Cavaliers are playing the Heat. Yes, they haven't changed it. Not yet. 1986 hit. The final countdown is from Europe. Jack Nicholson is what we were looking for. The Avs are playing a really good series with the Stars right now. Currently the best record in the East. NL East is the Mets. That's a sneaky good get for him. I don't think many people here are checking the daily NL East standings.
No.
And Alex Anzalone, good pull, 34. Cookie Jar's next. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, I've got your drink for every draft watch party this week, and it's a playoff basketball must-have, too. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety 8-packs. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles. There's zero carbonation, so you can drink your way through the draft like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and stores. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, sunshine in a can. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
All right, guys. Cookie Jar day early this week. Moving stuff around. We'll have AJ Hinch on Friday's show. Cookie Jar, we're going to hit on a lot. Pistons, Tigers, the draft, and some general nonsense. We'll start with the Pistons. Should they bring back the final countdown plus the intros?
I would say, as a general rule, no. But if they get to game 6, that's when you break it out to seal the series at home. That's when I would, that's the only time I would break. I wouldn't do it here. I'd let this team go ahead and make their own way. And don't saddle them with the history of what has happened when they've had the final countdown, they've had all of that.
Yeah, but this team has drawn inspiration from those teams. So whether it's the Bad Boys or the Going to Work Pistons.
They seem to be drawing more inspiration from Going to Work Pistons. And were they still doing this for the Going to Work Pistons?
Yes, I think it's a requirement that Mason gives these intros and we get the final countdown.
Yeah, but they haven't done it all year.
Yeah, but this is the time to break it out.
Game 6. Do you have a preference?
Not a strong preference. I'd be indifferent either way, but I'm more of a, bring it back. Like, it gives everyone like a great feeling, right? Like, why not? I don't see why not.
Yes, they should. They have earned it. They have earned that honor of the final countdown and the intros.
But
yes.
I was told that the FanDuel Sports local broadcast are going to stay live for, quote, something. It's got to be this. It's got to be this.
I'm not a fan personally. I wish teams would come up with their own identities and own songs and stuff. And then Detroit's so bad with the old bit sometimes and keeping them alive. I mean, what did we use Bless You Boys last year with the Tigers? I mean, seriously, it's the same thing. But you know what? It makes a lot of people happy, so do it.
John, at the Tiger game yesterday, we were talking about walkout songs. What would your walkout song be?
Heather?
You know, it's funny when I thought of this, I'm like, well, what song is like the song of my life right now? And it'd be like The Wheels on the Bus, or If You're Happy and You Know It, I'm Coming Up. That's what would be playing right now.
Tom?
The Final Countdown. No, I'm just kidding. Definitely the NWO theme music from the heyday. They were a group in the, like a bunch of villains. That's when Hogan went to the dark side. It was awesome.
Greg?
So a lot of people think of this as the walkout music when you go as a batter in a batter's box. I think of it as the walkout music out of the bullpen as an intimidating closer to the mound. Oh. I'm going Until It Sleeps by Metallica.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. I got Lose Yourself, Eminem. Classic.
Okay.
I also wrote that down as like a backup if the wheels in the bus doesn't go over well.
So it's funny how deep you went in this, because yeah. I had other ones too. I go, low-key millennial jam, yeah. Sweetness, Jimmy Eat World. But that's deeper
yeah.
cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could do wheels on the bus, though. Yeah. I mean, it would have to be the 90-win bus now for the Tigers. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah.
Saved a seat for Valeni. Uh-huh. He's on board. Best and worst Lions draft pick ever.
This one to me was super easy. The best one is Penei Sewell. It started everything. It set the tone for the Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell era. And we know how good he is. He's the best tackle in the league. And the worst one, by far, sorry, because he's a great dude, Aaron Gibson. Sorry, they passed. They passed twice. But Aaron Gibson, first round pick, and they passed on
who should they have taken
local,
instead?
A local talent that ended up going to Washington. I'll keep him nameless.
Yeah, but did he have like a good career even? Like, was he
ended
good?
Up playing 12 years. Oh. Played a decade with that original team. Ended up coming back to Detroit finally. But Aaron Gibson was no longer a part of the team. This was the 1999 draft, and he was no longer part of the team midway through the 2001 season.
Does Heather have anything from Colin?
No, pass. I was going to ask him, but no, I didn't.
No, pass.
In terms of changing the direction of the franchise and where you are in the draft, where it is difficult to do so, and taking a lottery pick and liking the guy that you got, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown is the best.
Who's the worst?
Aaron Gibson.
Man, take a number, man.
Take a number.
Can't decide. All right,
yeah,
Tom.
There's so many, but I'm very adamant about mine. And although I think Greg's right, I think the obvious is sitting in front of us with the best. It's Barry Sanders. They had choices to make then. It could have been Derek Thomas or Deion. They didn't get butt hurt by Deion's comments saying he didn't want to come here and then say, oh, well, we'll see. You know, back then that was a little bit more common, the stubbornness of GMs.
Yeah.
And Barry changed the face of the franchise. He's arguably the best running back. He is, in my opinion, at the position. You drafted a starter on the all-22 team. The worst is easily for me, Eric Ebron. That was a damn good, talented Lions team in 2014. And if that team would have had Aaron Donald on it, I think this whole thing might be different. Like, seriously, that team, that 2014 Lions team is the biggest threat for me personally to go to the Super Bowl. That's the best Lions team I've seen in my life up until probably a combination of the last 2 years, you know? But Aaron Donald, I mean, think about that, guys. You're putting him with Sue. Maybe Sue stays. I mean, you're talking, you think what see what the Eagles have now.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So I graded on a curve. So St. Brown was my best because okay. You're picking in the fourth round and you land an all-pro sure. culture guy. And sticking with that curve, Charles Rogers, number two overall, is the worst pick in franchise history.
It's hard to argue.
National Bucket List Day. What's something on your bucket list?
Oh, for me, it's the Great Loop. This is a boating route that goes, obviously, through the Great Lakes. You go out the St. Lawrence Seaway. You go out to the intercoastal, you go down around Florida, you come back up the Mississippi, you wake your way back out of Chicago, and you finish in the Great Lakes. It's about 5,500 miles. My dream was to accomplish this by now, but then kids, life.
Those darn kids.
Yes, everything happened.
Did Stoney do that for 4 hours?
Yes, he did. Yes, that was just, his Great Loop was just around Indianapolis. Yes. Mine goes a little bit further.
Heather?
Travel. There's a lot of places I want to travel to. I really want to go to Norway, which is where my family is from. Kind of do like, I want to go to locations where my family lived.
I thought your people were from Minnesota.
No, that would be the Vikings.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, the actual Vikings.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I'll say a traditional SEC football venue and playing another high-level team.
I would say for me, it's Italy. Would love to see Italy. The food, the culture, the history.
The original Bolognese.
The Bolognese. Mm-hmm. Next 3 years, you got to set goals for this stuff.
Uh-huh.
What percentage do you start getting concerned about your device's battery life?
10%.
Yeah, I'm right around 10, too. It's like, oh, I better find a charger. Like, if I don't find a charger, it's going to die.
You guys play with fire. For me, 39%.
39, to be exact.
I like that.
39%. Please explain.
Because in the 40s, I'm still close to 50, but at 39, I'm going, if I'm going to be out somewhere, I need to be higher than 39%.
Yeah, Jim, I'm a little surprised that it is that high, but man, mine is, if I get to the low 40s, I'm starting to think.
Really?
And starting to get anxious.
Really? Huh. I'm actually kind of hoping my devices die.
I never get it. My phone dies all the time, and it just dies.
Yeah, so John, you get happier as it goes down.
Right? Oh, yes. I'm like, I'm almost there.
You're rooting for it.
2%!
Here comes the excuse. Sorry, my phone was dead.
Mine's 20%. And when it turns red, the bar, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's built in. If four-day work weeks were suddenly standard, how would you want it to go? Would you want Friday through Sunday off, or would you want Wednesday off in the middle so that you never work more than 2 days in a row?
This one is a home run for me. It is Wednesday off. It's Monday, Tuesday. You have a two-day work week. Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday, and having Tuesdays off in the league, having a midday work day where everyone else is working and you have that one off. It's much different than Friday. You try and get something done on a Friday and everybody else is checked out. You get something done on a Wednesday and there's actually time to get stuff done.
But you can't go anywhere. Like you can't like
I don't go anywhere anyway.
You can't like take on a weekend trip. Yeah. You just if you
I could
do
go
the,
fishing every Wednesday.
It's a poor choice. I don't agree with you. I think it's a bad choice.
You would take the three
in
a row.
Yeah, I want the longest days off so I can go do something.
Okay, where are you going to go every weekend with kids?
I'm going to go up to a cottage. I'm going to go up north to a lake.
Your place up north is a 10-hour drive.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like a fictional cottage that I have in my mind. I'm just saying
on your bucket list.
Yes, exactly. You know what? That's a good bucket list item. I want to have a cottage.
So I'm with John in some capacity because I do think you get some alone time as an adult. That's virtually that when you're,
oh, yeah. Kids are in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can do your thing. But with this shift, I got to go Friday to Sunday because Thursday's lurking awfully quick on Wednesday in terms of prep. I kind of like our last half of Sundays. It's like it just starts getting depressing.
Yeah,
the Wednesday would feel wasted with this job.
Yeah.
I take three in a row. That's the cookie jar. John, you're all alone with your Wednesdays.
That's fine. I'll be all alone on my Wednesday. That's fine.
I think that's how you want it. It's 97.1.
Hey, if your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did. Call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, and it's heating up. So you got to take an eye on that air conditioning. Make sure it's operating at full capacity. They back their work with a 5-year warranty, and they are ready at your call. If you want to get a new furnace, new AC, they've got great deals running right now. They've got generators in stock as well. So call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
One run is all they would need. 6-0 win for the Tigers. Three different Tigers with homers and Reese Olson. Statistically, the worst pitcher on this staff. Could have fooled me. He was dazzling yesterday. Tigers beat the best team in the NL. Got the best record in the AL. Draw your own conclusions. It's still April, but we're very excited about this baseball team.
I just sat down in my seat. I thought, this is how today's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Perfect. Tonight could be perfect. The Pistons are playing a playoff game at LCA. We'll get to it in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:35. What does tonight come down to?
Mm-hmm.
And a question about whether or not tonight decides the series. 8 o'clock hour, 8:02. We'll talk about the NFL draft. You may have heard of it. This spectacle tonight, 8 o'clock. Yeah. The Lions. You've got a guy. Who is he? Your draft crush. The name you want to see the Lions pick tonight. We'll get to it. We have Cookie Jar Reaction. And a Kirby Joseph extension we should spend a little bit of time on today. Mm-hmm. But the cookie jar. My walkout music as a closer would be the Imperial March.
Oh, yeah. Dun, that's Teddy's
dun,
favorite.
Dun, dun, mm-hmm. dun, dun. Greg would come out to Whoa Sunday Night.
Oh, Sunday Night. Oh, Sunday Night.
John, I bet you have that song play every time you walk into the bedroom, Nick in Sterling Heights.
I should. Should have it on demand.
On the bring back the final countdown, Texter says nothing to do with the old teams. It's a reintroduction to Detroit basketball. Says my walkout song at my wedding reception was Final Countdown. This was 2007. I'm divorced, and I still want it to be the Pistons song tonight when they enter the floor.
Tough memories.
Even so, he says bring it back. It's cool for nostalgia, but it's gimmicky, but it sets a tone. Ticket Texter sets the tone they need to win. So that's a vote 4. The worst Lions draft picks of all time. Can't believe they passed on Darnold for Ebron. The worst pick is Charles Rogers, second overall, and he only had 400 career yards. Mike Williams. Yeah, I mean, that was the third straight year they took a receiver. Andre Ware, worst Lions pick ever. They needed that quarterback pick to pan out because they had everything else cooking. On the days off, every other Friday with work right now is the best benefit of my job. It's amazing. I would love if that was every week. For the four-day work week, make it Monday off, not Friday. Rob in Redford.
No.
Agreed.
I could live with Fridays off. Obviously, everybody could. But I still think Wednesday, midweek, then you only have 2 days, you get a break, 2 days, and then you get a two-day break. To me, it just seems perfect.
Texter says you could get so much done in the house or even shopping because no one else is in the stores during those midweek days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you get so much done.
But if this was standard and everybody had those Wednesdays off, it would be
a
disaster.
Yeah, but if you go to a four-day work week, I would think it would be, optional.
I just want to get all my work done and not have to think about it. Like, I don't want that midweek break. I want to get it all done and then have a longer weekend.
Exhale and be away.
Yeah. Not like, I got a little break, but I got to go right back.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, I mean, I could see your point, but no, I'm still heart.
I mean, I would take anything.
Heart says on Wednesday.
A 4 day week, I'd take it.
I brought up Italy as a bucket list destination. Texter says, didn't old man Valeni call Costa a fake Italian? I believe that's one of his running jokes.
Oh, he called you a fake Italian?
Well, I'm only half Italian, so anything that I don't do to the East Coast Italian standard, apparently that's my Irish side. I don't call it gabagool or gabamad.
Why don't you want to go to Ireland?
I mean, I actually would
want
to go to Ireland.
Do you only like half your family?
I would want to go to Ireland. We looked into it, actually, a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because English speaking, so that's one easier barrier. The greenery, it's lush, it's beautiful. The beer, yeah, I'd go.
The beer, yeah.
The Guinness from Dublin?
Yeah. Thinking more whiskey.
Okay. They like to drink in Ireland. I think I'd have no problem with that. So 248-539-9797. Cookie jar day earlier this week. Kirby Joseph got paid yesterday, John, the day before the draft. This is becoming a tradition. He's the highest paid safety in NFL history. Your reaction?
I mean, I'm glad that he's going to be here. He's a tremendous player. He's been really good for the Lions. What this means down the road is, you're going to have to pick and choose. And does this mean that in another year's time, when you have a decision to make on Brian Branch, are you going to extend him? Are you going to let him get to the final year of his contract and then start the franchise? There's no fifth-year option to pick up. You're going to franchise tag him. Or are you going to set the market again next year and have two of the highest-paid safeties or defensive backs?
And if they do, where do you have to go without?
Right. And we all kind of agree. It's the standard conversation. What do you do with J-Mo now? But we all believe that they pick up the fifth year, and then that's the end of the J-Mo era in Detroit. But I don't think that's it.
No, there's probably going to have to be at least another guy that you lose in the next couple off seasons. I'm not mad that Kirby Joseph got paid. I mean, he's played so well. He's led the league in interceptions since the day he was drafted. How about this stat from CBS Sports Research? Hall of Famer Ed Reed and Kirby Joseph are the only players since 1987 to record 225 tackles and at least 15 interceptions in their first three seasons. He's been a ball hawk. I don't mean to say he is Ed Reed, but we are seeing a ball hawk play center field for the Detroit Lions. He's homegrown. He's third round pick. They're rewarding their guys. No issue with it.
No.
The issue will come down the line who you can't keep as a result of this.
It's as we continue to go down these train tracks, J-Mo, I think there will be people that still want him. Mm-hmm. They will want that, and they could use a number of different tags on him. I know they don't have the transition tag anymore, but they could use the lesser of the franchise tags like they did with Lamar.
Dare someone to pay to take him off your hands.
Right. And then you get, what is it, two compensatory picks from that?
Off the top of my head, I don't know the specifics, but you can use that as a tool.
Yeah. But I don't think there'd be anybody that would pay him that.
Probably not. Look, they're in this position where they're going to have to play cap games. they'll restructure Goff probably in 2026 and free up some more space, and they still have to pay Aiden. We want to see them take care of a couple other guys on top of it. Kirby Joseph, clearly a priority for the Detroit Lions. They get him paid before the draft. We'll look ahead to the draft next. It's 97.1.